that was talking about their dog licking their toes. And it was on a podcast, and she was like, I was trying to do my podcast, and my dog was sitting there licking my toes. Who was it? Oh, no, it wasn't. It was this lady. I went to that Women in Touch breakfast, mm-hmm. the one that I invited you to, and you're like, I'm not going to that. And
I like the way you said that. Is that okay?
And this chick, her name is I believe it starts with an L. She's actually holding a women's thing. Gosh. And I had the flyer, and I should have brought it. But it's an event at the Ramada. I think it's at the Ramada Inn or somewhere in one of those hotels in Lancaster. It's like an actual a seminar type thing on a Saturday morning.
That's the next one?
No, this lady is hosting.
Oh, okay.
She's you have to buy tickets and stuff, and they're gonna have bottomless mimosas.
Shit.
And one-on-one sessions with her, and she, is a a women's coach type thing. Yeah. But
okay, it's fine. You don't have to.
I'm trying to figure out. I forgot what it's called. Oh, it's called Queen something. Anyway, but it's $80 a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, it's $80 a ticket, and so I was like,
"What am I getting?"
It comes with a swag bag, bottomless mimosas, a brunch thing. Who is that? You got somebody coming
to my house?
Yeah.
You're hilarious. Anyway, so Brandy, how was your week?
My week was garbage.
Why?
Other than that breakfast, I didn't get anything done that I wanted to do.
Like what?
But I did go get to see Gabby this week. I went back to ABH and saw Suzette and Gabby.
Nice.
So I did that. But otherwise, I didn't get anything that I wanted to get done. I didn't finish my freaking articles for the next issue of the paper. I was trying to get in touch with one of the counselors, the LMFTs at Kaiser, and the lady, the media person that I talked to, said she was gonna put me in touch with her, but then she dropped the ball and called me on Monday saying, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I'm going to find a number. I'm going to find an email. And she didn't. Nobody has contacted me since. And I'm just like, okay, well, I guess that's just going to not happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to find another LMFT to talk to, or a psychiatrist or therapist or whatever. And then the other articles, I still need to talk to a vet about the heartworm thing.
I got that unlocked for you.
And then I need to talk to somebody about autism. I need to talk to somebody
You should send Jenny McCarthy a message. She might get back to you.
She's not local.
I'm sorry, Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg.
And she's an anti-vaxxer, and that's garbage.
Oh,
I don't agree with that. And people who are anti-vaxxers are ignorant. So
that's ignorant. Don't be ignorant.
And oh my God, did you watch Leaving Neverland?
Nope. Nope, 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 nope.
I didn't realize that Wade Robson was one of those kids.
Dude, when I heard his name, I was like, Wade Robson. So you think you can dance and then you used to work with Britney, right?
Britney and NSYNC.
Yeah, no, didn't watch it.
I didn't realize that he was one of them.
Didn't watch it.
And, because you remember, that was when, I remember all that stuff was happening when Grandma and Papa still lived in L.A. Mm-hmm. And we were hearing about it, when we were down there at their house. Mm-hmm. And I guess I never paid attention to the names of the kids.
Well, why would you? And think about it later on in life. Why would you?
Right. But then again, when it happened 10 years later, and, we were hearing about it again, But now, and Norman's like, I don't believe he did that. I'm like, I think he did.
I think he did. Like, there was some creepy shit going on back then. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if I'm ready to.
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah. I don't think I'm ready to.
And I was just like, oh my God, what? I mean, they get into graphic detail about the stuff that happened.
Ew. Nope. Can't do it.
And you're just like, what?
Nope.
Like, Wade Robson was 7 when that whole thing started.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. From 7 to 14.
Fuck.
So, I was just like, whoa, alrighty then. It's just, yeah. So, that's what happened my week. How was your week?
My week's good. I kind of went back to some things that make me happy. So, I started my French lessons again.
Okay.
So, I started picking up my French.
Yeah, I saw that. The pizza thing.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So, I've been doing that with Duolingo. And it's just, like, I'll do, like, maybe 10 minutes at night. And I feel very accomplished. And my reading and, like, writing French is, like, immaculate. And understanding, like, you know, what it says. But actually, like, putting it into words, sometimes it's just, like, ugh.
When you have to think about it.
Yeah.
Like, when you have to think about saying something to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Like, je mange une pizza. It's not pizza, but it's, like, pizza. Instead of, like, pizza, it's, like, pizza.
Okay.
It's, anyway. Okay. I did that, and then, I've been gardening. I've been working on my garden, just because it is crazy out there. Like, all of the freaking weeds and the greenery that's growing out there. And then I extended my irrigation. So I extended my irrigation line so it reaches to the gazebo. So I planted my grapevines. I'm really excited.
So between the gazebo and the garden area, there's just a line going across?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to water like just the ground?
Nope. I buried it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. I'm a fucking farmer. Yeah, I buried the line, so nobody's gonna trip over it. It's not gonna pull it up, and then I just know where to tap in to get the water to the drip emitters.
Oh, that's cool.
For my plants.
Are you gonna do, like, is that whole section, that whole side, gonna just be garden, like, that's eventually
my,
or is it,
that's
like,
my side? Yeah.
And then
I have it, like, in the zones.
Chickens and shit.
Yeah, I have, like, zones, so that's, like, zone A.
You're going to make a map.
Might bury some treasure in my backyard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the chickens, they still have that chicken quarantine, so I can't get any chickens yet. I called...
It'll probably be like till summer or something.
No. Spring, which is like next week.
Like the official first day of spring or like until spring, like April?
I don't know. I can probably go somewhere else where I can order them online, but I just don't want to put them through a traumatic trip.
Yeah, I wouldn't order
them. And sometimes online. They die. Uh-huh. So I don't want to do that. I called Tractor Supply in Tehachapi, and they don't have any chickens either. He was like, no, we don't have any yet. I was like, oh, you guys still on quarantine from that San Bernardino thing? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right. So, I just gotta keep waiting and just keep calling to see if I can get some baby chicks.
Some Northern California chickens.
I'd have to drive up there.
Yep. I sure would.
I'd have to drive up there.
I've been wanting to make a trip up to Humboldt just so I can go and, like, look at, you know.
So you could,
the old stomping
not
ground.
It is reminiscing, right?
So, yeah, sort of. I asked Giovanni if he wanted to take a trip up there. He was like, meh.
Meh.
Sure.
Do you still talk to anybody up there?
No.
No? Okay. Anyway, so...
I'm LinkedIn, like, you know...
Friends.
LinkedIn contacts or whatever, but... Actual, like, talking to anybody up there? No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get into it. I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is...
Book of Lies.
The podcast. All right, so... I'm gonna have to go back to this listener email that we got from Mario... And so I see him. We work together. So I see Mario. He was like, oh, yeah, Elizabeth Manning. You know that she's transgendered, right? And it was like, no. And he was like, that was the funny part. So, yeah.
Why was that the funny part?
Because if I would have actually read into it, I would have realized she was a transgendered...
Crazy person?
She's not crazy, but...
A fraudster?
Like... She's not a... Not Elizabeth... Chelsea... What's her name?
Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea Manning.
Her name is Chelsea Elizabeth Manning.
Chelsea Elizabeth Manning was actually born Bradley Edward Manning.
Okay.
In 1987 in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
So this kid pretty much was, his mom would booze it up when she was pregnant with him.
Oh, God.
So he had noticeable signs of fetal alcohol syndrome. Mm-hmm. Was 5'2".
Short.
105 pounds.
Okay.
So he was a runt. And so, I guess he's always battled with gender identity or whatever, mm-hmm. Coming out to friends that he was gay or whatever, but just kept it on the low, low.
So he was a gay man, but now he's a straight woman. Yes. She's a straight woman.
Yes, pretty okay. much. So, he was gay. Dad was like, oh, let's send you to the military. Maybe that'll straighten you out.
That's not how it works.
I know. but I think this, at the time, Bradley or Chelsea was on board with it because, diagnosed with gender identity issues or whatever, and so he went through the military, was picked on in the military, he was like, he was small.
I don't think they take men that are like
5'2".
Shorter than, and he was 5'1", right?
5'2", 105 pounds.
He was 5'2". I feel like that is too short.
Well, back in the freaking Civil War days, they were all 5'2". They were all 5 feet. They were little dudes. They were malnourished.
But... yes, but I'm saying there because like when they tried to recruit us in high school, like a height requirement.
This guy went to the military and was picked on. So they were like, he was small, he was gay, he was weird, he got picked on. Deal with it.
Okay.
So
I agree with that.
I agree. It's super fucked up. But that with that behavior and that treatment and all this stuff like through high school. Being small, everything, that's what kind of turned him to Julian Assange or WikiLeaks, I guess. Right. Mm-hmm. Because this guy, while he's in the military, he has access to everything. So, I'll show you.
Julian Assange?
No. Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
Chelsea was the one who gave them all of the information, the logs, all of the this, all of the that. Mm-hmm.
Who leaked all government information to Julian Assange.
Yes, leaked everything.
Because there was bullshit going on. But anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so like she said her first contact with WikiLeaks took place in January 2010. And she began to interact with them on something called IRC and Jabber. Not really sure what that is. I'm a nerd. I'm not a nerd. I don't know.
Jabber is.
I'm not saying nerds only know that.
It's a website or whatever, like one of those social networks.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was like, I guess WikiLeaks had posted like 570,000 pager messages from the September 11th attacks.
Ooh.
So she gets this information. She's like, ooh, interesting. And then, like, things about, like, the Iraq and the Afghanistan war and just all kinds of shit. So she's like, okay, military stuff. The truth is getting out. And then she was over in
Iraq?
Yeah, she was in Iraq, I think. No, she wasn't in Iraq.
Iraq?
Where was she?
Iran?
Anyway, she was overseas.
Afghanistan.
And she wanted the truth to get out. So what she did was on January 5th, 2010... she downloaded 400,000 documents that became known as the Iraq...
400,000.
400,000 documents that became known as the Iraq war logs.
Oh, wait.
On January 8th, she downloaded 91,000 documents from the Afghanistan database, later known as the part of the Afghan war logs. She saved all this stuff on a CD-ROM and smuggled
CD-ROM.
It.
CD-ROM?
Yes.
Who fucking...
What? CD-RW? That's a freaking...
That's a CD rewrite.
Same thing.
But who does this? Okay, anyway.
Well, and it's 2010. But,
there were flash drives.
Yeah, she smuggled it, and she labeled it that it was a Lady Gaga CD, so she could just slide through or whatever.
Gaga, right.
Uh-huh, she copied it.
That was when Gaga was getting, like, to the height of her game.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, she then later wrote a message in a readme text, and she was told that the court was initially intended for the Washington Post or whatever. Anyway, she copied files from her laptop. She was just sharing information, and she had access to it, and she was getting it over to Julian Assange or to WikiLeaks or whatever. She didn't know who she was communicating with,
right.
But it turns out that's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this bitch went down for. She did her time. She went to jail.
Uh-huh.
And now they wanted her to come back. And now, while this was happening, she was a man. While all this WikiLeaks things is going on. So she's gone to jail. She transitioned. And now they want her to come back and testify and bring this old shit up. And that's why she's like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Right.
I've already done my time. I've already done everything. Yeah. And now they want to bring it back up.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
I agree. That's the WikiLeaks. That's Chelsea Manning. You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome?
It's St. Patrick's Day today, and we are enjoying some green beers. So, Brandy has left the room.
I left because you said you were going to get this damn bottle.
Oh, I got this one.
And you... Well, that's special. So, what's this dude's name that we're talking about?
Oh, yes. So, we are talking about Rick Singer or William...
This is still green. Look at that.
Rick Singer. Yeah, that green dye sticks with you. William Rick Singer...
My insides.
Is the... The mastermind, or he's in the middle of this fucking...
He's the mastermind behind
2019 this. College admission scam, fraud.
Scandal.
Which has got Aunt Becky all up in the mix. Everybody's... There's so many freaking Aunt Becky memes.
Well, she lost her fucking job.
Yeah, so,
There's memes. What do they say?
It's a lot of Full House memes. Like, when, the Olsen twins were little girls, and she has, like, little... two shooters, and she's like, all right, Aunt Becky, you've been really, really bad. And they're like, we're gonna break you out of jail. Mm. But Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are the ones who they're really advertising or really promoting about their involvement in this bullshit.
Yeah, because they're the two main celebrities.
The most well-known celebrities.
Right.
That are involved with getting their kids into fucking college by fraud and paying and lying. It's a fucking shit show. And there's a lot of them who are involved in this fucking scam. Lots of universities that they've been sliding these kids through. These Ivy Leagues. Are they Ivy League? Some of them are considered Ivy League schools.
Some are. And then the rest are like UCs.
Yeah. Like
state schools. Like Stanford is not an Ivy League school.
It's something 12. Like Pac-12.
Yeah. Pac-12. Which are the 12 schools on the Pacific coast that are like UCLA.
So I'll give you the list right here. Okay. So here are the universities. So these are all the universities that have claimed, the universities claim to lack any awareness regarding the scandal.
We didn't know anything about it.
With their athletic departments. So this is going on in the athletic departments.
And it's SAT score fraud.
We'll talk about that too. Yeah. We'll talk about that too. So university, Georgetown University.
That's not a Pac-12 school, but.
It's not a Pac-12 school, but their tennis coach was involved.
It's sports that, like...
Nobody gives a fuck about.
Right.
Sorry. I'm guessing you guys...
Yeah, it's not football.
Yeah, no,
it's
no.
not basketball.
No.
Mm-mm. It's, like, rowing crew.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna name them.
Yeah.
Georgetown University, their tennis coach. Stanford University, their sailing coach.
Sailing? Like, seriously, like, 5 schools have sailing programs.
Yeah, it's bougie as fuck. UCLA... Their men's soccer coach.
Ooh, and soccer is a big one, so what?
Yeah, soccer's involved in a couple of these. UC San Diego. There was no staff members directly named. They're keeping it, they're denying it till they die over there.
San Diego, they're on the border. Right?
Yeah, USC, the fucking Trojans. So it's a lot to do with the women's soccer team.
Women's soccer.
Uh-huh, and then the water polo team.
That damn Natalie Nunn played soccer for USC. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, University of Texas, the Longhorns at Austin, tennis, men's tennis, and then Wake Forest University, volleyball, and Yale, women's soccer, because I'm sure they're not even contenders. You guys are too smart to play soccer. I don't know.
Okay.
So, what was going on with the athletics is, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's talk about this motherfucker right here. So William Rick Singer. And we're going to talk about him and his
I don't even like his name. He sounds like he can't be trusted.
He's got too many names.
Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Billy.
Billy. And his Key Foundation. That's what it was called. The Key Foundation. Okay, I'm gonna get rid of it.
Killing me, Smalls.
Okay, William Rick Singer. He is a fuckface. So this guy, he's been in the industry of helping coach. So he comes into, his part is he is a life coach and college counseling coach. And
life coach.
A life coach, okay, and a college counseling coach.
All right.
So he has these companies that act as life coaching and college counseling.
Right.
Called the Key Foundation. So apparently this company's been around for the past 20 years. And he's also been involved in a couple other schools. He has another foundation where he actually does work.
Blew your breath all over my face.
I'm sorry. Where he actually does, like, assist students, like, trains them, teaches them, helps them take their SAT, prepares them to test prep and for college prep. Okay. And, you know, he actually has a little real stuff that he really does. But the thing is, this guy...
If you're not a good test taker, you're not going to do well on your SAT. So let's have someone take it for you.
Let's have someone take it for you. So what he did and how these people got involved is like word of mouth. He would just take referrals. So he wanted... He claims he wanted to help the wealthiest people. Get their kids into school.
Of course, because they are the ones that have the money who can pay for him to do that.
You are the second person to say that to me.
That's what it is. Like, yeah. they have the money to be able to pay for their kids to go to school. And pay him to get them into school.
Well, he was about it. So,
I bet he was.
He really was. So what he did was... I didn't find out the source of, like, where it started from... But apparently, they happened upon this scandal accidentally. So it was in passing in the FBI, and they're like, "Hey, by the way, that college cheating scandal is really going on." And they're like, "What?
College cheating scandal?"
Well, they are cheating too,
right?
And you know,
what is that?
It is happening. So, I sent myself a bunch of freaking things, and I just can't find them.
Okay.
Boo.
So, there was a college cheating, like, ring going on that people were suspecting was happening.
I think people were reporting it. About. Yeah, exactly. I think people were saying, "Hey, there's some fucking shit going on," because what was going on?
They're like, "How did this fucking kid get here?"
Well, the ways he was doing the fraud was, there was two separate fraudulent techniques, to help his clients' children gain admission to elite universities. And I actually got this stuff from Wikipedia. Thank you for the free knowledge.
I love Wiki.
I do donate $5 a year to you guys, so...
$5 a year?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, keep them funded and I give them $5. So anyway, the first involved cheating was on the SAT or the ACT college admissions test. So Singer worked with psychologists to complete... a detailed paperwork requiring that their clients had a learning disability. So step one, these kids have learning disabilities. They need extra help. They need to go somewhere else.
Somewhere else like what? What does that
to
mean?
A different testing facility where they're able to have more help.
Okay.
Or they get more. He would get them special
what number?
Accommodations. Okay. Accommodations for test taking.
And they didn't need them, or is
they
it...
didn't need them. Okay. No, they didn't fucking need them. So, he stated that he could get a falsified disability report from a personal psychologist,
oh, God.
And he would charge them for this particular aspect. Okay, that's going to be just $4,000 to $5,000, and I'll get this done.
$4,000 to $5,000.
To do that. Singer noted that this could be reused to fraudulently obtain similar benefits at the university to say that they have a learning disability or some type of disability and they need extra accommodations.
Right.
Which is bullshit, because if someone really has these freaking disabilities and these accommodations, it's like frowned upon, but you motherfuckers are playing on it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, you know what? People, like, It's the same thing with, like, people who try to get over on the system, as they say. Like, they call them, and I hate to use this term, welfare queens. Mm-hmm. It's obviously frowned upon.
Right.
But, and actually, that scam that they talk about with that is not done. Like, it's done by a lot of people, not a lot of people, by people who don't give a shit about how they're viewed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean. But anyway, it's bullshit. So then he would do that. And so once the paperwork was completed, Singer then coached his clients to make up false travel plans to get their kids' tests relocated.
So, false travel plans?
Yeah. So let's say that they, like, okay, I've got it scheduled for here and here. And then all of a sudden, oh, my parents need to fly to
Costa Rica. Or is it like a Houston country?
They need to fly to Houston, or they need to fly to West Hollywood.
Right. West Hollywood.
Or something. So then he would get their child's tests relocated to one of those centers, which he has control of. So he's like, okay, well, they need to go do this. Can they just go to Houston or West Hollywood to get these tests taken? But, you know, these are people in California, so he has access to them, so whatever. So depending on the client's preference, the child would either, was either involved directly in the fraud, or in many cases, the fraud was kept secret and corrupt proctors alter the tests after the fact.
Mm, okay.
So, I feel like there was only one known case of the kid, well, I don't know about these other bitches, but there was a one known case of the girl really being involved, and I think that was at Georgetown. But in the case with these ones, the kids don't know.
So they don't know that their parents are paying, like, right. this guy to fuck their, to
yeah.
get them into a school. But, like, they think they're actually getting in on merit or ability.
Right,
or
but what's really fucked up is you don't think I'm able to get a good score, Mom. You don't think I'm able to go and
they
take
know
this
they
test.
Have dumb kids. Like, let's be honest here. You know if your kid's a genius or not.
Yeah, that's true.
So, if your kid has been bringing home C's all fucking year, mm-hmm. all their entire education life.
Yeah, they ain't not gonna
they're not going to suddenly become geniuses and start pulling in high grades.
Well, another
thing. I don't anticipate that my child, even though I know he's capable, but he's lazy, so mm-hmm. he won't.
Right.
So I'm not going to expect him to be a 4.0 student when I know that he would rather just coast and be a C student.
Right. Of course. I get it. So another way he would do it, the tests were taken by somebody else. So this motherfucker, his name is Mark Riddle, and he is a Harvard University alum, and he's a director at IMG Academy. I'm guessing that's a school or some place that he works, not a school, but something that he works for. So he was alleged.
Somebody take his test for him at Harvard.
Well, this motherfucker is taking tests for everybody else.
He's taking the test.
Mark Riddle, a Harvard University alumni, was allegedly one of the stand-in test takers. So, and he agreed and he pled guilty and he cooperated. So, you know, he was helping with the investigation because that's what cooperated means. They're assisting. And so, he was getting paid $10,000.
Per test. How did they not know? Okay, here's the thing. If I'm a test proctor mm-hmm. or whatever.
Like, this guy's got a beard.
I see this dude. If I keep seeing the same fucking guy coming in to take tests. Was he wearing fake mustaches?
Maybe he's flying all over the place. So maybe he's like, oh, I've got this test that needs to be taken over here. Can you get there?
Oh, my God.
He's like, oh, you just have to pay for my flight. And also my $10,000. Thank you. But this guy, Mark Riddle, he's currently facing two criminal charges for conspiracy and to commit mail fraud and money laundering.
Oh, well, all right then.
Mm-hmm. So in this investigation, it's the FBI. They're taping phone calls. And then also Singer rolled. So the one that's involved in it, the one who created all this,
mm-hmm.
he's fucking telling. He's singing
course,
like a bird. Singer's singing.
He wants a freaking break.
Well, he's going down. He's going to spend the rest of his life in jail if he gets convicted. Just saying. And we'll go into, like, what's about to happen to him. anyway, so he just wanted to help the wealthiest families. Mm-hmm. So what happened is all the wealthy families that figured out...
The wealthiest families.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So he was just saying that all the wealthy families figured out that if I get my kid tested and they get extended time, they can do better on the test. Right. So most of these kids don't even have issues, but they're getting time. The playing field is not fair. I guess this was a quote, but not just these kids are doing it. A lot of people do it. A lot of people do it. And if I would have known,
but he had a ring going on.
He had a ring going on.
And this, you said he's been in this, doing this for 20 years.
He's had the Key Foundation for 20 years. And yes, because like he states that he's helped over 761 families get down like the way he's getting down. The second method that he was using to get these kids into school. So all of these are, you know, his way to get people into school. He's either faking their SAT or the ACT score.
But he's not, okay, he's not trying to get these kids to go to the community college. Like,
no!
You know, they're going to schools that people are being waitlisted to get into, mm-hmm. or people are saying, oh, well, we already have enough minorities, you can't.
There's,
you know,
only a certain amount of seats. You guys may not think this, but there are only a certain amount of seats that are available.
Uh-huh.
And when it's one of those schools that everybody's, like, very excited about, it's Ivy League, it's USC, UCLA, Stanford, Harvard, Yale. Harvard, there was no, they didn't get anybody in on Harvard, but,
Yale.
Yale, for sure. It's exclusive. It's clout. It's, you know, they're in a club. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, there's only a certain amount of seats. So when they get these little shits in school, it's taking away from somebody else.
Somebody who deserves to be there.
Somebody who deserves to be there. Someone who worked their fucking ass off to get there. Mm. And just because they got accepted, it doesn't mean they can afford it. They've got to take out loans. They've got to work. They don't have, you know, parents that are just, you know.
Ivy League schools don't, they don't extend scholarships. So there's that too.
Well, shit, you got to pay for it. So if you're getting there on your own merit and your own, you know, effort, and you're putting in that time and you're putting in that effort, and then some little shit just buys their way into school, it's bullshit. Anyway, let me get off.
It's bullshit.
I'm just saying, it's fucking stupid. Moving forward. So the second method Singer used involved directly bribing the college athletic staff and coaches. So those schools I mentioned to you before and their teams. Yeah. So at Target, he would target like institutions, coaches, athletic staff that had the ability to submit a certain number of recruit names to admissions. So
a certain number.
Yeah. So like for instance, the softball team, they're like, okay, we have 4 spots. And like these people, we can say, hey, I want Brandy Hale. I'm sorry. I keep calling you that. Sunny Hepburn and Brandy Fleeks. I want, these are some recruits. I'm bringing them in on the crew team or this team or that team, softball team. Mm-hmm. And you submit them. And then if they make the grade and everything, they're going.
Okay.
So what he's doing is he is bribing fucking coaches. So in one incident, they named this guy's name, who is Michael Center, and he's the men's tennis coach at Texas. And he accepted $100,000 in exchange for designing the applicant as a recruit for the Texas Longhorns tennis team. But I don't even think that school is that exclusive. The Longhorns? Well, Texas, I guess, like, for Texans, it's just like, woo!
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But who wants to go to Texas from California? So, okay.
He had schools all over the fucking place. So, not just Texas. Florida, all over the place.
Okay, here's my question. Were all of his clients from California?
No.
No, okay. So, he had clients in all the states.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah. So, same thing happened at Yale when the head coach of the soccer team, Rudy Meredith, allegedly accepted $400,000 in bribe to falsify the identity. Well, to falsely identify an applicant as a recruit.
Falsely identify.
Saying that you, Brandy Hale, Fleeks,
am an athlete.
Are an athlete. Mm-hmm. You, okay. Brandy, are an athlete. So then he just kept, that's what he was doing. So apparently the athletic director, Donna, and water polo coach, Jovan, both from USC, allegedly received $1.3 million and $250,000.
Respectively.
For the same fucking fraud, for similar frauds. So it's just going on. UCLA, racketeering, Georgetown.
Racketeering?
Yeah. So Georgetown took in fucking 12 students. 12. $950,000 in bribes. UC San Diego, an unnamed athletic coach allegedly accepted bribes from two families accused of paying $875,000 in this scheme.
Directly to the family? I mean, directly the family paid it directly to the coach, or the...
The family paid it to the Key Foundation.
Right, okay.
And then these kids ended up at San Diego.
UCSD.
Okay. UCSD.
Wow.
So let's talk about the families. Let's talk about the parents. Let's name their names, because it's an open record, and guess what? We want to know the tea.
We want to know the tea.
We want the tea. So we already know about Lori Loughlin and her husband. What's his name? Massimo?
I don't know what his name is.
He's the Massimo guy. The designer. Massimo.
No.
Massimo Giannulli.
So he's the Target shoes guy?
Massimo, yeah.
Yeah.
He's married to Lori Loughlin.
I did not know that. I didn't know that was a person. I thought it was just a brand name or somebody's last name.
Massimo.
Designer and husband. Oh my God, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then
I've bought so many of those shoes.
Sorry, Massimo.
And that's where my money was going, really.
Okay, you paid for these girls to get into school.
So they have daughters.
Daughters. Mm-hmm.
Multiple daughters.
They have two daughters, both at USC, and the youngest one is like an influencer on YouTube, and she's a dumb bitch.
Is she dumb? Like, dumb?
She posted on YouTube before the scandal broke. She was like, I'm going to USC. I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time for class. You know, I just want to party. I want to go to football games and party.
That's what she fucking posted?
Yeah.
What kind of...
And that's being shared all over the place.
Yeah,
and
because
she says this.
You don't deserve to go to fucking USC, dumb bitch.
Nope. And she was like, oh my God, I was on a yacht when this happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were talking about like she was on some yacht.
Yeah.
And they were like rushed her ass back to land.
But she was like 19 though. She's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, wow. Yeah. And of course, Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives fame and her fucking husband, William H. Macy Frank.
That's right. I forgot that she was married.
I forgot that they're married. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
but one person who cracks me up, who was involved in this, what is her name? Give me one second. She's right here.
Oh my God.
What's her name? I think it's Jane Buckingham. So she's a marketing executive and self-help author. And so she's got like a lot of videos, and I think she does like infomercials. And this heifer had the audacity to say something like, she was talking about cheating, and she was saying, hey, you know, when you have the opportunity to cheat, don't cheat, you know, just be honest. Like, she's like showing that she's like this person who is all above thou, and she wouldn't do
integrity.
That. Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. But then she's one of the bitches that paid for her son to have a test done. So, like, he went to one place to get the test done, and then the test was being done by somebody else at a different school or a different testing site.
Uh-huh.
But the son didn't know what was going on. So she thought her son was a dummy, apparently, and had someone else stand in for him and take a test for him, his SAT.
Did he? Okay.
He didn't know.
So did he have he took the SAT?
He went to one site, and it wasn't going on there.
So
she sent him somewhere else. And it was going on somewhere else. Yep.
Okay.
Lori Loughlin. Bill McGlazer. I'm not sure who he is. David Sidhu, a Canadian businessman.
He's the inventor of the Sidhu.
And a former Canadian football player.
Mm.
Douglas Hodge, CEO of PIMCO. Manuel
PIMCO.
Yeah. Manuel Henriquez, former CEO of Hercules Capital, an investment firm. And other participants, Olivia Jade, fucking Lori Loughlin's daughter, an Instagram influencer, was admitted to USC after her parents paid Singer fucking $500,000 for her and her older sister. Giuliani had previously commented through Twitter that she didn't care about anything. She was just learning in college.
She doesn't care about anything. I don't care about anything. I feel like she is a waste of time.
Yeah, she's a waste of
space. And she's a yes, she's a waste of fucking space. She's a waste of a seat in a freaking university. That's ridiculous. People go to school so they can get an education, not so they can hang out on a yacht. Dumb whore.
Well, that fucking yacht didn't get her to school. I guess apparently, like, her angle is when she's doing all these, like, you know, she does, like, the makeup tutorials and stuff.
So?
But her angle was, like, college makeup, college hair, this college, that college. So she's selling to college students, saying, like, oh, I'm a college student and I'm doing this, that, and
she
the other.
She sucks.
Yeah.
She's a shit person.
Yeah.
Let's call it as it is. She's a really shit person.
You really are.
And that's why her parents had to pay for somebody to fucking accept her into their school. But she probably would have had a hard time getting into the fucking JC.
Yeah. So the Key Foundation, the foundation that's behind this, which is a nonprofit, right? So this school is, like, this group, this foundation, is a nonprofit. So these people are paying all this fucking money, $500,000, $250,000, mm-hmm. and they're getting tax write-offs.
Of course.
From their fraud. And so this guy, Singer... is the CEO and master coach of the world's largest private life coaching and college counseling company, The Key.
The CEO and master coach?
Yes. That's the angle he's selling.
Okay.
So this is all from his website. So, you know, over the past 20 years, he and his team have helped more than 90,000 adults and also guided high school and college students seeking undergraduate or college degrees.
Uh-huh.
In 2000, Rick and three other educators created the first online high school, the University of Miami Online High School.
University of Miami. Mm-hmm.
It's called the University of Miami Online High School.
Okay.
In which Rick and his team created a student population of over 18,000 students. Guess how much they had to pay annually to go to this school?
This online school.
This online high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How much?
You gonna guess?
Annually. Annually. 30 grand.
No, 15.
Okay.
So, paying over 15 per year to attend, and then a Kaplan College preparatory purchased the rights to the school. Because he's, like, selling this dream, and, I mean, it's very lucrative. Like, he's very...
lucrative?
He's good at bringing in money.
Of course he is.
But he's a fuckface. Like, he wrote a book called Getting In, about gaining admission to the college of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to pitch, like, not a sitcom, but
a reality show?
Yeah, he tried to pitch a reality show.
About getting into college?
I saw it on YouTube, and he was saying, like, yeah, you know, all the parents are talking, and they're like, oh, my kid got into this school, my kid got into this school, my kid got into this school. And some parents are like by the wayside, like, oh, I really need my kid to really get into this school.
Why? And why do you need your kid to get into that school?
Because everybody's talking about it, and if your kid's not in, your kid's a loser.
I will be happy if my kid goes to fucking junior college. And you know why?
Why?
Because at this time, he is aimless.
Oh. Anyway, and then the parents call him, right? And then he's like, Rick to the rescue.
That's what he does.
And then they, and then the parents send their private helicopter or jet or whatever to pick his ass up.
This is on the reality
pitching
show
this.
Pitch.
Yeah, he's pitching this. And then, I'm probably making this sound way better than it really is. But and then he flies in and he's like, "Hey kid, let's get you wearing to school."
Oh my god!
Dun dun dun! Test prep.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So he's shit. So let's talk about what he's going.
He's
shit. So it says
you ain't shit. You ain't ever gonna be shit
because you ain't shit.
Oh my god.
So apparently, like I said, he could spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Good.
He pled guilty to 4 charges of racketeering conspiracy, money laundering, tax conspiracy, and obstruction of justice.
What a dick.
This fool is 58 years old, and he's gonna face up to 65 years in prison.
Good.
And he has a $1.25 million fine.
How much?
$1 million. $1,250,000.
Okay.
$1.25 million.
Uh-huh.
And he's due for sentencing June 19th, 2019.
Okay.
So, it's going down.
I'm okay with that.
I'm yelling, Timber, you better move.
You better move, and you better dance.
Yeah, but I think it's funny, like, I bet they're like, Singer, FBI, we need to talk. Okay, okay, I did it. What'd you do?
Probably, yeah.
Look at, what'd you do? What do you know?
He dined himself out. What do you know?
What do you know? He's,
What did you hear?
He's cooperating, so I'm sure he dropped names on all of you guys. He was just like, he's a weasel. He's like, I'm 58, I don't have time for this. What? Here's my book. Here are the names. This is how much to pay. And apparently he has a photographic memory.
Oh.
So this guy was like, this school, uh-huh. this guy, this person.
Yep.
I paid them this, I paid them that, I paid them this.
Okay.
So he's just like rattling off. And I'm sure he was been waiting for this for a really long time.
What did Bernie Madoff say? He was just waiting for the world to end.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear this guy's side of it, though. Like, to, like, someone really get in his ass and figure out where this, how this all began and why.
No. It's wrong. Like, so many people have been robbed of their spot at a college, mm-hmm. at a university, mm-hmm. at a prestigious university.
Prestigious.
Because of some fucking lazy fucking kid, ooh. some asshole parent who wanted to get their lazy ass kid or their dumb fucking kid into a college. Like, are you serious?
Use a damn fuck.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I feel like...
I agree.
If you know your kid's a dummy, what makes you think they're going to graduate from that college?
Yeah, that's true. Because guess what? When you get to college, it's all you.
Exactly.
It's all you. Unless you're a college athlete. Ooh. A real one.
Ooh. What is that?
they have tutors. They have people to help them.
But they're there because they're good at something.
Yeah, they really got there.
These dumbasses obviously aren't good athletes either. They're lazy fuckers who don't fucking want to study, who don't want to play a sport.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to coast by on their parents' money. And maybe, they didn't know about it, but their parents are assholes for doing it. Because you're setting your kid up for fucking failure.
Yeah.
How many of these kids actually graduated from these schools?
I have no idea.
Exactly. Does he have, and that's the thing, we should look into, what is the graduation rate of these kids that he got into these schools?
Well, so the scam went on from 2011 to 2019. So it's only been going on for about 8 years where he's, like, paying to get these kids in. Allegedly. And that, you know.
Okay, but.
The testing.
So what's the graduation rate of these kids?
Well, we got
the ones that he got in.
Well, we got to figure out who it is because also, he has a reputable thing going on. So there was this one golf player. Yeah, from Florida. What's his name? Someone called him Lefty something.
But he played golf. He was like...
No, let me finish.
Okay.
He used Singer's legitimate prep school or whatever,
uh-huh.
test prep school,
right,
to get his daughter ready and prepared to take the test.
Oh, the guy was a golfer. Okay.
Dad is the golfer. Okay. Dad is golfer. Yeah, anyway. So it's a shit show. I like watching it unfold.
I like watching it
unfold. Yeah, so it's 33 parents and 17, 18 coaches and other people involved.
Mm-hmm. So at what point did he decide, you know what, I'm just going to start asking these assholes to pay me to get their kids into these schools because...
You guys are dumb as shit. He was probably like, I'm sick of these dumb fucks. Can you give me some money? I'll pay for me. Yeah, Phil Mickelson. So Phil Mickelson.
What?
His daughter, yeah. But he was like, we didn't cheat. We didn't do any of that. And he was in Florida when it would happen. And,
But he, so his daughter used the test prep service.
Yes.
That's fine. Test prep, that's not cheating. That's mm-hmm. getting ready for
exactly.
a test.
But, like, I think he feels like he's associated because he did business with this guy.
Right. Yeah. That's something that happens, too.
Yeah. So, so what that was called, they used the services, and it was called Edge College and Career Network. But it was also known as the Key and its CEO.
The Key.
Yeah, the Key. But it was the Key Foundation. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure why they just put the Key, because one of our listeners, Eric, forwarded me an email. Actually, it was a text message, and it was an article. And there's another test prep school in Newport Beach where the Key Foundation is also. And they have a very similar name. It's like the Key Academy or the Key something to that effect.
Because it's in
the same industry. And she was like, fuck this. And she changed her fucking business name.
Like yesterday?
Yes. Like it broke on Tuesday. She had a new business name by Friday.
Good for her. Because she distanced herself. She's like, fuck these guys.
But I bet what was happening, she was probably getting some of his fucking clients. They're like, oh, isn't this Liz? And she's like, no, but we do the same thing. How can we help you? I'm sure she was benefiting from it from the mistake. But for her to quickly change her name, she's like, oh, I got to distance myself. She like put her business, her first and last name consulting or something on it. But that just makes me think that she must have been getting something from their name being a little similar.
Yeah, like the trickle down.
Yeah, trickle down effect.
From her.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what.
Well, you're means, that's true.
That's not what that means.
Are
but.
You sure? You're right across the street. Hello. Anyway. So, I don't know. It's crazy. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sorry. Y'all can't cheat your way. You can't cheat your way through life, y'all.
That's so fucking stupid, though. Like, seriously? Come on, guys. It drives... stuff like that just makes me crazy.
I just wanted the best for you. I did what I did because I love you. And I want the best for my children. And you guys are idiots. You guys are fucking stupid, and you're not going to get into college on your own, so we stepped in. Okay? Sue me.
Here's the thing. Your kids, just because you want them to have the best doesn't mean that they deserve the best.
Ooh.
It's the truth.
Preach.
You need, your kids don't work for shit. They ain't working for shit, so you just want to just keep giving them shit. They're going to graduate... Or I'm sorry, they're gonna fucking flunk out of college, right? And they're gonna, because
they're gonna flunk out of college, right?
They're gonna flunk out of college.
You're an asshole.
Or they're gonna drop out.
Can you tell us about dropping out of school?
I've done it several times. So, yes, I can. God damn it! But I still got that goddamn degree.
Okay.
And they're gonna like, this is too hard, and they're gonna drop out. So do I.
Pee break. Okay, they are going to drop out. You're right. Let's take a break.
Pee-pee time. Well, the point that I was trying to make is that you are conditioning your kids.
Yes, for life.
To expect to do the minimum amount and that somebody else is going to basically like
pick up the slack.
Yeah, and that's not going to work in a job.
Unfortunately, it does happen in the job.
It does happen.
Shit that don't do anything.
But if I'm your boss and I see you're not doing your fucking job, you're not going to have a job.
Ooh, damn, Brandy. It's firing, motherfuckers.
And...
Firing, motherfuckers.
Fired! Yeah, pretty much. I'm just saying, like, I'm not... It's stupid of you to think that your kids are going to freaking succeed at a school that is going to require them to fucking bust their asses to graduate.
Yeah.
You can't just go to class every other... Like, oh, I'm not going to have time for class. Who says this? It's not, I'm not going to have time for class. It's, I'm not going to have time for a social life. I'm not going to have time to hang out with my friends. I'm not going to have time to... Watch my favorite fucking show. That's what it is. It's not. I'm not gonna have time for class.
Mama.
What? Mama. Take it to daddy.
Yeah. Say everything you said all over again.
That's not gonna happen.
No, but you're totally right. I get it. It's stupid. It's just college. Why don't you just buy them a degree online and just be done with it?
Okay, content mills.
It's not a content mill.
I'm sorry. I keep saying... my writer brain thinks content mill. Degree mill.
You said content mill like 5 times in the last episode.
I know.
And I kept listening to it. I was like... Rrr.
Yeah, because that's my writer brain going to content mill. Because writing for content mills is garbage. Degree mills give you a fake degree.
Hello.
Get your fucking kid a fake-ass degree. Because they ain't going to use it anyway.
They really aren't. Exactly. They really aren't.
Exactly.
So guess what? All your money that you spent and everything you did for your kid was aimless and pointless. Because they're not going to use that fucking chemistry degree. They're just going to take a job as a fucking barista.
Well, but okay. Who, if their kid wanted to fucking major in chemistry, then they would have been busting their ass. Because chemists are the smartest people in the world. Chemists and engineers.
Hell yeah. Cheers to that. Clink it.
Happy St. Patty's Day!
Happy St. Patty's Day.
To our Irish roots.
I found out I was 11% Irish. And I'm celebrating my heritage.
Mom says to tell Jamal to check the voicemail.
Jamal! My mom said check your phone!
Last night.
Hello, Brinley. We last. Hey, hi, baby. What, you want my beer?
No, you can't have my beer. It's mommy's beer.
Oh, okay. So we should do a thumbs up like every after at the end of every episode, right?
Thumbs up.
So my thumbs up is that today when I went to go get our beer for our green beer St. Patrick's Day episode, the girl behind the cashier. Oh my goodness. The girl, the cash register chick, she asked for my ID, right? And so she gets my ID and she, like, you know, keys in the date. And she's like, oh, that's awesome.
Why?
Because I guess she thought I was younger.
Oh,
she's like, you look so nice. Not you look so good or so young.
I'm glad
you look so nice.
I'm glad your face isn't melting off.
Right? You're not all wrinkled up like a prune.
You're 38 year old.
30. Like, how old does she think I actually am? But I get it. It's cool.
You cool?
Hey,
you want to put this
so
on?
Do you have a thumbs up?
Thumbs up for the day or the week.
For
I'm just,
any time.
I'm really happy with the way Beauty's Biscuits is performing. How not performing, but being received and how, you know, everybody's responding and their dogs are loving our products. So I'm very excited for our growth. And if you haven't checked it out, go to Beauty's Biscuits on Instagram or beautiesbiscuits.com. I'm just happy. I like making dogs happy. And
they like making dogs happy.
They love.
I love making dogs happy.
I love making dogs happy.
Oh, Lord.
Brinley.
Huh?
And Beauty's Biscuits is going to be in Bakersfield on Tuesday. We're going to Kroll Dog Park in Bakersfield, and we're going to be giving out free pupcakes and samples of Beauty's Biscuits and putting biscuits in dogs' mouths. It's awesome. Check it out.
All
right. Oh, yeah, we're still here. Anyway, so send us an email, tweet us. Tell us what you want us to talk about.
Tell me what you want me to do.
Tell us anything. Tell us how you are doing. How was your St. Patty's Day? How was your St. Patty's Day? Tweet us, write us, text us, message us, tag us. Book of Lies Podcast. Book of Lies Pod. Book of Lies Podcast at gmail.com. I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandi Fleece.
And this is Book of Lies, the podcast.